But all through this dismal winter the pilgrims labored at their heavy task. The care of the sick, the burying of the dead, sadly hindered their work. But the building of their own little town went on. They found that 19 houses could contain their diminished numbers. These they built. Then they surrounded them with a palisade. Upon an eminence beside their town, they erected a structure which served a double purpose. Above it was a fort, on which they mounted 6 cannon. Below, it was their church. Hitherto, the Indians had been a cause of anxiety, but had done them no harm. Now they felt safe. Indeed, there had never been much risk. A recent epidemic had swept off 9/10 of Indians who inhabited that region, and the discouraged survivors could ill afford to incur the hostility of their formidable visitors. The pilgrims had been careful to provide for themselves a government. They had drawn up and cited, in the cabin of the Mayflower, a document forming themselves into a body politic, and promising obedience to all laws framed from the general good. Under this constitution, they appointed John Carver to be their governor. They dutifully acknowledged King James, but they left no very large place for his authority. They were essentially a self-governing people. They knew what despotism was, and they were very sure that democracy could, by no possibility, be so bad. The welcome spring came at length, and the birds sang in the woods most pleasantly. The health of the colony began somewhat to improve, but there was still much suffering to endure. The summer passed, not unprosperously. They had taken possession of the deserted clearings of the Indians, and had no difficulty in providing themselves with food. In the autumn came a ship with a new company of pilgrims. This was very encouraging, but happily the ship brought no provisions, and the supplies of the colonists were not sufficient for this unexpected addition. For 6 months there was only half allowance to each. Such straits recurred frequently during the first 2 or 3 years. Often the colonists knew not at night where to have a bit in the morning. Once or twice the opportune arrival of a ship saved them from famishing. They suffered much, but their cheerful trust in Providence and in their own final triumph never wavered. They faced the difficulties of their position with undaunted hearts. Slowly but surely, the little colony struck its roots and began to grow.